This morning on WCHL, the investigator of UNC's academic scandal will give an update to the Board of Governors this morning. Four new coaches are coming to the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System.
While our current coach was not the head coach for two of those years, he was still a crucial part of the program.
And the Chapel Hill Y is now a branch of the YMCA of the Triangle.
This relationship will mean great things for the entire region.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, Stillman White is back from his mission. And now he's back in Carolina Blue. And
11-year-old Lucy Lee shot a 78 in the U.S. Open. You're kidding me, right?
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL, the beginning of another hot day, although not quite as hot as it has been the last couple of days. Partly sunny today, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, as usual, and our high today about 90. UNC will receive a high-level update at the Board of Governors meeting from the investigator hired to conduct an independent investigation into the university's past academic and athletic irregularities. The university hired former federal prosecutor Kenneth Weinstein back in January to conduct the investigation. Weinstein has informed the university that no factual findings will be shared in the update because his investigation is not yet complete. He's told the university that he hopes to have the investigation concluded before classes begin in the fall. In response to a request for a statement from UNC about the latest in the investigation and the academic scandal, the university released the following. At this time, we think it is best to allow Ken Weinstein to continue his work without the university creating a concurrent review of every claim that arises. Once Mr. Weinstein has completed his work and makes that public, we will be very interested in sharing our plans for moving forward. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools announced the hiring of four new high school coaches on Thursday night. Among those are former Reidsville High boys basketball coach Bill Walton, who will take over for interim Chapel Hill High School coach Layson Perkins, and Carborough High assistant football coach Melvin Griffin, who now takes over the head coach position. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
On Thursday night, Tim Bennett, athletic director at Chapel Hill High, issued a statement that reads, in part, quote, "We are excited to announce three new coaches, William Walton, Jason Curtis, and Greg Kane, to our coaching staff at Chapel Hill High School. Each one brings valuable experience and strong leadership to our athletic program." End of quote. And Carborough High School athletic director April Ross issued this statement about new head football coach Melvin Griffin. Quote, "Coach Griffin has extensive knowledge and experience in football, and we have the utmost respect and confidence in his abilities to lead our program. We are currently seeking qualified assistant coaches to complete our football coaching staff." End of quote. Moving up from assistant football coach at Carborough High, Griffin replaces Jason Tudrin, who left in April to take a job as UNC's first director of high school relations. New Chapel Hill High boys basketball coach Bill Walton resigned as Reidsville High's head coach back in January, citing health reasons. In 8-plus seasons, Walton led the Reidsville Rams to a record of 145-72. His most recent predecessor at Chapel Hill High, Layson Perkins, was named interim coach in the wake of former athletic director and head coach Todd Morgan's departure last September. Morgan took a job at C.B. Acock High School in Pikeville. Perkins led the Tigers through a 19-8 season and was an assistant coach under Morgan for 4 years. At Thursday night's Chapel Hill Carborough Board of Education meeting at Lincoln Center, several people from the basketball program at Chapel Hill High came out to voice their disappointment that Perkins would not carry on as head coach. This was just before the new hires were announced. Here's team member Jeremy Worden.
I've been in the Chapel Hill basketball program for 3 years. Throughout these years, the varsity basketball team has encompassed a 69-14 record, as well as being back-to-back-to-back conference champions. While our current coach was not the head coach for two of those years, he was still a crucial part of the program. He's a great tactician, coming up with countless offensive and defensive schemes created to complement our personnel.
Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Executive Director for Community Relations Jeff Nash has pointed out that CHCCS hires all coaches for only one season at a time. The other two new coach hires for Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools are Greg Kane, the head softball and baseball coach for Smith Middle School, who will now be the head coach for Chapel Hill High Softball, and Jason Curtis, the new head coach for men's and women's soccer at Chapel Hill High. He's stepping up from the assistant coaching position there. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill Y has been voted to become a branch of the YMCA of the Triangle. That story and more coming up. WCHL News Time is 6:11.
Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill is celebrating the kickoff to summer with the sizzling summer sale. While we realize affordability is of paramount importance, we also know that reputation is even more important. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Timothy had to say about his performance experience.
I brought my Honda Cross Tour in on a Tuesday evening due to some lights on the dash I couldn't figure out. Andy kept a fantastic eye on my car and called to update me on the status. He was polite and professional and also extremely knowledgeable about vehicle service. He explained and also showed me what was wrong and answered all my questions pertaining to the issue. I can't thank you guys enough for taking such great care of my car.
Now that's a wow. Everyone saves during our sizzling summer sales event. You'll find outstanding sales promotions at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, where we sell new Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru, plus pre-owned vehicles starting below $6,000. And don't forget about our service centers. We service all makes and models at an affordable value delivered by professional technicians. That's the performance promise. Visit our virtual showroom and find service coupons at performanceautomall.com or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste break guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Spring is here, and you know what that means. Summer is right around the corner. You definitely want to look and feel your best, so Jersey Mike's Subs invites you to eat healthy with our 99% fat-free turkey, a delicious low-fat choice that's loaded with lean protein and great flavor, piled high with fresh onions, lettuce, and tomatoes, and served on our store-baked white or wheat bread. Eating one is a fantastic way to feel good about yourself. Order online at jerseymikesubs.com or call us at 919-918-SUBS.
WCHL News Time is 6:13. The Chapel Hill Y has voted to become a branch of the YMCA of the Triangle. Associate Vice President of Communications for the YMCA of the Triangle, Jennifer Nelson, says this merge will be greatly beneficial for members of the volunteer staff as well as the community members across the area.
This relationship between the YMCA of the Triangle and the Chapel Hill YMCA will mean great things for the entire region. Each Y is a reflection of the community where it's located, and we think that this will provide the opportunity for staff to grow and be part of the formalized training that the YMCA of the Triangle has, but will allow the volunteer board to think about serving the community in more strategic ways. We just anticipate a lot of benefit for people who are already members and for the broader community.
Because of such a change, Nelson says the YMCA of the Triangle is considering new opportunities in the near future for those who wish to utilize all the facilities offered by all branches the Triangle YMCA offers. She also says that the merge will not result in any changes to members' accessibility to the Chapel Hill Y.
We do have, throughout the YMCA of the Triangle, an opportunity. It's called a Triangle membership. It's a few dollars more a month where you can access every branch in the region, and that will certainly be an opportunity, but there may be some other ones. As it is right now, if you're a Chapel Hill Y member, when you go to a Chapel Hill YMCA, it should be exactly the same.
After working with the Chapel Hill Y in the past on different events and projects, particularly the annual support campaign We Build People, which added 19% more people to YMCA programs at the Chapel Hill Carrboro community, Nelson says this merge will be phenomenal and will make things better for the Triangle community.
We've learned from each other and worked really side by side through a number of efforts. We are looking forward to working with everyone more closely.
Recent UNC graduate Camille McGirt is the co-founder of Healthy Girls Save the World, a program for young girls that encourages healthy living for the mind and body that functions right out of UNC.
Healthy Girls Save the World is a program that promotes healthy minds, healthy bodies, and healthy relationships for girls in 6th through 9th grade. And we have events at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill where we allow our girls to meet college athletes, engage in physical activity, and learn about respectful and positive relationships through our many lessons and activities that we have for our girls.
McGirt's journey to start Healthy Girls Save the World began after tearing her ACL while playing basketball for Carolina. She decided to rebrand herself in an internship at the White House. She was inspired by First Lady Michelle Obama's desire to fight childhood obesity and wanted to make a difference for girls once she returned to North Carolina. UNC provided McGirt with overwhelming resources to kickstart her idea and make it a reality that has lasted for over 3 years now. The three pillars of Healthy Girls Save the World, healthy minds, healthy bodies, and healthy relationships are the foundations on which McGirt's programs are structured for both summertime and during the school year for the girls.
Essentially every single day we expose them to a different pillar of Healthy Girls Save the World, and we create activities and lessons that are completely aligned with that pillar. And that's how our lessons also go when we have them during the school year. We pick which pillar that we would like to focus on, and we create lessons and activities or field trips that are aligned to those different pillars.
McGirt says she wants these experiences for the young girls to leave a lasting impression that they will carry with them even after their time with the program.
We really pride ourselves in exposing our girls to a lot of different sports, college athletes, and education. And we really hope that girls will retain the knowledge that we are giving them and use it in their daily lives.
For more information on Healthy Girls Save the World, you can read the story on our website, chapelboro.com. Governor Pat McCrory has signed into law a bill laying out the activities students and staff can perform while exercising their constitutional rights for religious expression and prayer in North Carolina's public schools. McCrory's office said the legislation was one of four bills he signed on Thursday. The measure explains how school administrators should comply with federal law and guidance on constitutionally protected prayer. It attempts to make clear the extent to which religious views and literature can be shared on campus and what school personnel may do during voluntary student-led prayer. Another new law directs the State Board of Education to identify students with military parents or other military connections in school records. The identification could help the state tap into federal military funds. Republicans in the General Assembly want to replace the state's Common Core testing standards for public schools, but can't agree on how to accomplish that. A House committee on Thursday rejected the Senate's Common Core bill and says it still supports its own plan. The vote signals House and Senate members will have to work out their difference in a conference committee before they adjourn for the year in the coming weeks. A Senate plan would keep the door open for the state to keep some of the current Common Core standards. A stricter House version wants to specifically prohibit any provisions from the National Common Core model from being used. And North Carolina budget negotiations are delayed because lawmakers and Governor Pat McCrory's administration are still updating how much money they'll need for Medicaid next year. Fiscal researchers for the legislature and State Budget Director Art Pope said yesterday they've had a hard time collecting detailed enrollment and spending information from the state Medicaid agency. Pope attributes the trouble to a surge in Medicaid enrollment through the federal health care law. He also says two new computer programs within the Department of Health and Human Services offer partial Medicaid use data this year. Pope says he's keeping lawmakers informed as they create an updated forecast soon. The House and Senate budgets are about $250 million apart on how much more Medicaid money is required through the middle of 2015. WCHL News Time, 6:19. Time now for traffic and weather together. And traffic, I can tell you not much of it right now, but that situation will certainly change a little later. And Rand Northam is in the newsroom this morning as usual. He'll be reporting on traffic throughout the morning, so you can count on him to let you know what's going on. In the meantime, if you spot something that we're not reporting, you can call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL if you'd like to get in touch, and you can become a WCHL Road Warrior. WCHL's Chapel Hill Harbor weather is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. It is going to be a warm day. It's not as warm right now as it has been, though. 68 degrees right now. Partly sunny, 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today about 90, which is, again, a few degrees off our high of the last several days. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance for rain and the low tonight around 70. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly on Saturday afternoon. High tomorrow in the upper 80s. The chance of rain is 70% today and tomorrow. And Sunday will be a much more sunny and much more nice day, to tell you the truth. So That's the way our weather forecast looks over the weekend. Grimble Jewelers, whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or the custom piece they've been dreaming of for a long time, remember that Grimble's is there for you. They're Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. Time for championship sports. Most of the focus on the Carolina basketball team in the upcoming season will justifiably be centered on Marcus Paige, J.P. Tokudo, and the incoming trio of highly touted freshmen. Bryce Johnson in there, too, but there's a familiar name returning to the Tar Heel roster for another crack at some memorable moments. WCHL's Matt Oaks has more.
Most of the focus on the Carolina basketball team in the upcoming season will justifiably be centered on Marcus Paige, J.P. Tokudo, and the incoming trio of highly touted freshmen. But there's a familiar name returning to the Tar Heel roster for another crack at some memorable moments. Tar Heel fans everywhere remember the moment when a skinny high school-looking kid with a mop haircut and a bounce in his step was thrust center stage into the NCAA tournament pressure cooker when point guard Kendall Marshall went down with an injury. That's the last time Stillman White dribbled a basketball in Carolina uniform in a painful 80-67 loss to Kansas in the 2012 Elite Eight. Well, he's back, but Carolina faithful may struggle to recognize White this time around. He's the scrawny little kid no more. While completing his obligatory 2 years as a Mormon missionary, White says he's bulked up. White gained weight while going door-to-door sharing his faith in his suit and tie during his mission service. One thing is for sure, the scenery will look a little different from the last time White was in Chapel Hill. Luke Davis, Desmond Hubert, and Jackson Simmons are the only remaining players from the 2011-2012 squad. But White is getting acquainted with guys like Nate Britt, Isaiah Hicks, and Kennedy Meeks as they attend summer school classes together. The newly minted sophomore says the biggest shock to the system upon his return is how fast everybody is. White, however, is determined to get back in shape and be 100% prepared for the season come November. With so much new talent flooding through the Smith Center doors to join an already capable UNC team, exactly how much playing time White will see remains in doubt. Nobody knows what's in store for the matured White during the rest of his Carolina playing days, but it's certainly another exciting storyline to keep an eye on in the coming months. Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Charlotte Hornets have unveiled three new primary uniforms featuring white, purple, and teal colors. The uniforms bear a strong likeness and color scheme to the old Hornets regime, but have been slightly updated. The home white and away purple uniforms both read Hornets on the front instead of Charlotte as in years past. The alternate teal uniform, which will be worn 16 to 20 times per season at both home and away games, has Charlotte on the front. From 1988 to 2002, the team's primary uniforms all read Charlotte. Hornets Senior Vice President of Marketing, Entertainment, and Interactive Media, Seth Bennett, says in 1988, people needed to know who Charlotte was, but that's no longer the case. The team did away with the popular teal pinstripes down the front of their home uniform. Those, of course, came from Alexander Julian. Panthers quarterback Cam Newton practiced for the first time since undergoing ankle surgery on March 19th. Newton worked in 7-on-7 drills during the team's final day of minicamp practice yesterday. Newton says he felt sluggish on his first day back, adding, "My mind was moving faster than my body, but that all comes with time." Newton says he's yet not near 100%, but any progress is good progress. He expects to be close to full speed when training starts July 20th. Coach Ron Rivera said Newton was cleared to practice medically on Wednesday, but none of Newton's teammates knew he would practice when he took the field on Thursday. Rivera said he felt it was important for Newton to practice once before the start of training camp. Hurricanes of Carolina have hired Detroit Red Wings assistant Bill Peters as their new coach. The team announced Peters' hiring on Thursday and said he would be introduced today during a news conference. It's first big hire for new general manager Ron Francis, who took over in April during a reshuffling of the organization. The 48-year-old Peters spent the past 3 years working primarily with the Red Wings defensemen and penalty killers. His hiring ends a 46-day search for Kirk Muller's replacement. He was fired May 5th after going 80-80-27 in 3 seasons. The Hurricanes haven't made the playoffs since 2009 and have made the postseason just once since winning the Stanley Cup back in 2006. That is a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. More coming up in an hour. Also in the 7 o'clock hour, you will hear from Art Chansky. It's 6:25 at WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by AJC. This is Charles Osgood. When we send satellites out into space, we don't expect to see them again. But one particular satellite has decided that maybe it can go home again. The story after this from David Harris of AJC.
Two AJC colleagues wrote an important op-ed in Monday's Wall Street Journal. The title was, Do Jews Have a Future in Europe? The authors are our office directors in Brussels and Paris. Both cities have witnessed painful evidence of the reality of growing anti-Semitism. In calling attention to the problem, my colleagues offer several ideas for combating it. For example, they urge political leaders to follow the notable example of French Prime Minister Manuel Valls in speaking the unvarnished truth about the problem and showing zero tolerance. They also stress the importance of educating children to learn about each other and to break down barriers. And they make the key point that anti-Semitism isn't only about Jews. It's also about respect for human dignity, central to the European Union. In other words, the title of the op-ed could also have been, Does Europe Have a Future Without Jews? To read the op-ed and learn more, visit AJC.org. This is David Harris of AJC.
Paid for by AJC.
In 1978, NASA launched a satellite named the International Sun-Earth Explorer 3, or IC-3 for short. Its mission was to find out more about things such as the solar winds, and it did a fine job. But time passed, scientists moved on to other projects and newer satellites, leaving IC-3 drifting on a lonely course in space. But now, what's been called the zombie spaceship is coming back to life. A group of citizen scientists, with NASA's blessing, raised enough money to get back in touch with the satellite. They wanted to ask how it was doing way up there. They were thrilled when the satellite responded.
We got it.
Sort of a cosmic handshake after all these years. The craft seems to be working fine, but engineers are having a hard time telling it what to do. Its operating manual seems to have disappeared, so they're more or less making it up as they go along. Dennis Wingo, whose company SkyCorp has been taking on the challenge of reconnecting with the aging satellite, is someone who likes to see if he can retrieve space antiques. Now his goal is to get IC-3 to fire its engines again and put it back to work, doing, well, something or other, maybe studying the solar winds again. The main challenge is figuring out how to send commands to the satellite that will actually obey. Some engineers who took part in the launch back in 1978 are helping out, sort of a labor of love for them. One idea is to send IC-3 to visit a comet. Some say that would be too expensive, but one semi-retired NASA expert who's helping in the effort says that would be a great final mission with a little satellite that could. The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge or reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInnEvents.com.
You gotta get an Accord at Crown Honda South Point. Consumer Magazine has named the Accord the most impressive midsize of its class, and right now you can drive one for just $199 a month. Experience a new level of luxury today. Why settle for less? You gotta get an Accord at Crown Honda South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and online at southpointhonda.com. Based on the 2014 Honda Accord Sedan LX Automatic, $199 per month, 36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $24.99 down payment to its signing. Excludes tax, title, and dealer fees. For well-qualified lessees, see dealer for details.
Tired of the bros partying every night? Let Louise Beck Properties help you find some peace and quiet with a new home or rental in Chapel Hill or Durham. With our expertise, we can find you the perfect place to get some rest. For more information, visit louisebeckproperties.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Juergens Top Notch Automotive. It's 50% off. Get a $30 voucher for North Carolina State Emissions and Safety Inspection available today for only $15. Do you dread having to deal with your car's annual emissions and safety inspection? With today's Our Local Deal, Juergens Top Notch Automotive in Carrboro will take care of it for half off. Let Juergens take some of the stress off you and your wallet. It's half off the regular inspection price from Juergens Automotive, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Well, good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL, and time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Glass Half Full. It is 67 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. A little bit cooler than we've had recently. It's the first time we've been down to the 60s in a pretty good while. Partly sunny, 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today about 90. Again, a few degrees off our high for the rest of the week. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain, and the low tonight about 70. On Saturday, mostly cloudy, 70% chance of showers and thunder showers, particularly in the afternoon. Our high on Saturday in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, slight chance of rain with a low in the upper 60s. And then on Sunday, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and a high of about 88 degrees. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown. Food, good wine, and lots of fun, too.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
The upper Midwest, triggering record flooding, including a mudslide in Minneapolis.
The danger is still high. We have highly saturated soil throughout the city, and this whole hillside is indicative of it.
3 to 6 inches of rain. Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton urging a fresh approach to flood planning.
If we're going to be able to handle these, and if they're going to be coming with increasing frequency, which it appears that they are over the last couple of decades, then we need to learn from both what's successful and what's not.
The National Guard has been deployed in some areas. WCCO-TV reporter Kim Johnson, southwest of Minneapolis.
In Mankato, it's estimated 1,000 homes have been damaged by the water. There's major problems with the city's storm sewer system accepting runoff, and farmers are coping with the loss of submerged corn crops.
Respite from the rain forecast today. The Mississippi River expected to crest in the Twin Cities area 6 feet above flood stage next week. CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 69 degrees in Chapel Hill. High today about 90 degrees, another hot one, and just a slight chance of rain. I'm Ryan Stutz. UNC will receive a high-level update at the Board of Governors meeting from the investigator hired to conduct an independent investigation into the university's past academic and athletic irregularities. The university hired former federal prosecutor Kenneth Weinstein back in January to conduct the investigation. Weinstein has informed UNC that no factual findings will be shared in the update because his investigation is not yet finished. He's told the university that he hopes to have the investigation concluded before classes begin this fall. In response to a request for a statement from UNC about the latest in the investigation and the academic scandal, the university released the following, and quoting here from the statement, "At this time, we think it is best to allow Ken Weinstein to continue his work without the university creating a concurrent review of every claim that arises. Once Mr. Weinstein has completed his work and makes that public, we will be very interested in sharing our plans for moving forward." Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools announced the hiring of 4 new high school coaches on Thursday night. Among those are former Reidsville High boys basketball coach Bill Walton, who will take over for interim Chapel Hill High School coach Layson Perkins, and Carborough High assistant football coach Melvin Griffin, who now takes over the head coach position. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
On Thursday night, Tim Bennett, athletic director at Chapel Hill High, issued a statement that reads in part, quote, "We are excited to announce 3 new coaches, William Walton, Jason Curtis, and Greg Kane, to our coaching staff at Chapel Hill High School. Each one brings valuable experience and strong leadership to our athletic program." End of quote. And Carborough High School athletic director April Ross issued this statement about new head football coach Melvin Griffin. Quote, "Coach Griffin has extensive knowledge and experience in football, and we have the utmost respect and confidence in his abilities to lead our program. We are currently seeking qualified assistant coaches to complete our football coaching staff." End of quote. Moving up from assistant football coach at Carborough High, Griffin replaces Jason Tudrin, who left in April to take a job as UNC's first director of high school relations. New Chapel Hill High boys basketball coach Bill Walton resigned as Reidsville High's head coach back in January, citing health reasons. In 8-plus seasons, Walton led the Reidsville Rams to a record of 145-72. His most recent predecessor at Chapel Hill High, Layson Perkins, was named interim coach in the wake of former athletic director and head coach Todd Morgan's departure last September. Morgan took a job at C.B. Acock High School in Pikeville. Perkins led the Tigers through a 19-8 season and was an assistant coach under Morgan for 4 years. At Thursday night's Chapel Hill Carborough Board of Education meeting at Lincoln Center, several people from the basketball program at Chapel Hill High came out to voice their disappointment that Perkins would not carry on as head coach. This was just before the new hires were announced. Here's team member Jeremy Worden.
I've been in the Chapel Hill basketball program for 3 years. Throughout these years, the varsity basketball team has encompassed a 69-14 record, as well as being back-to-back-to-back conference champions. While our current coach was not the head coach for two of those years, he was still a crucial part of the program. He's a great tactician, coming up with countless offensive and defensive schemes created to complement our personnel.
Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Executive Director for Community Relations, Jeff Nash, has pointed out that CHCCS hires all coaches for only one season at a time. The other two new coach hires for Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools are Greg Kane, the head softball and baseball coach for Smith Middle School, who will now be the head coach for Chapel Hill High Softball, and Jason Curtis, the new head coach for men's and women's soccer at Chapel Hill High. He's stepping up from the assistant coaching position there. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Chapel Hill Y has voted to become a branch of the YMCA of the Triangle. Associate Vice President of Communications for the YMCA of the Triangle, Jennifer Nelson, says that this merge will be greatly beneficial for members of the volunteer staff as well as the community members all across the area.
This relationship between the YMCA of the Triangle and the Chapel Hill YMCA will mean great things for the entire region. Each Y is a reflection of the community where it's located, and we think that this will provide the opportunity for staff to grow and be part of the formalized training that the YMCA of the Triangle has, but will allow the volunteer board to think about serving the community in more strategic ways. We just anticipate a lot of benefit for people who are already members and for the broader community.
Because of the change, Nelson says the YMCA of the Triangle is considering new opportunities in the near future for those who want to utilize all the facilities offered by all branches of the Triangle YMCA. She also says that the merge will not result in any changes to members' accessibility to the Chapel Hill Y.
We do have, throughout the YMCA of the Triangle, an opportunity. It's called a Triangle membership. It's a few dollars more a month where you can access every branch in the region, and that will certainly be an opportunity, but there may be some other ones. As it is right now, if you're a Chapel Hill Y member, when you go to a Chapel Hill YMCA, it should be exactly the same.
After working with the Chapel Hill Y in the past and different events and projects, particularly the annual support campaign, We Build People, which, by the way, added 19% more people to YMCA programs in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community, Nelson says this merge will be phenomenal and will make things better for the Triangle community.
We've learned from each other and worked really side by side through a number of efforts. We are looking forward to working with everyone more closely.
Lawmakers want to make sure that absentee votes cast by North Carolina residents who die before an election will count. The House Elections Committee on Thursday approved a measure saying such ballots can't be challenged because the voter died. The issue surfaced when the father of U.S. Senate candidate Mark Harris cast an absentee ballot before he died in April. Someone challenged the vote. The Forsyth County Elections Board discounted the ballot, citing a requirement the voter must be alive on the election date. House Speaker Tom Tillis is a co-sponsor of the bill. It's named for Mark Harris's father. Tillis defeated Harris and others to win the Senate nomination. The bill now moves to the full House. And the House has approved use of a medicinal oil made from a marijuana plant to treat people with epilepsy. The bill passed on Thursday after clearing two committees in less than 24 hours. It would allow hemp oil extract taken from marijuana plants to treat intractable epilepsy, a seizure disorder unresponsive to three or more treatment options. It would also prohibit doctors from being prosecuted for dispensing the medicine and would direct universities to research it. The bill was amended to encourage instead of require some universities to research it. Through tears, Representative Pat McElrath, The Carteret County Republican, emphasized that the oil was not the same thing as medical marijuana and said the bill will give hope to thousands of North Carolina children. The bill now heads to the Senate. WCHL News Time, 6:39. Ellie Kinnaird has today's commentary. On the way next, she says, the developers are not the bad guys. That's on the way, and that'll be followed by Tar Heel Trivia on WCHL.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside curbside assistance with the tap of his finger.
GEICO. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice. But we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruiser serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
I'm Louise Barnum of Weaver Street Realty. It's time to get back into the woods. Call Weaver Street Realty's land walking team to guide you through, over, and around building lots, farms, and homes with acreage. We'll help you see the role of the land and smell the sweetness of clean air. Need a perk site? We'll teach you the process. Give us a call and let's go walking. We'll bring the orange vest. Weaver Street Realty, 919-929-5658.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
It is 68 degrees at 641.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. We all know who the bad guys are in our towns, don't we? Developers. The only thing more evil are big box stores. By the way, where did you shop last week? Developers, those folks who cut down the trees next to our beautiful home, who destroy open space and pave roads and bring in heavy equipment, making our life miserable for months. But unless you live in one of the old homes on East Franklin Street and surrounding the campus, or the old African-American neighborhoods, you live in a development. Lakeshore, Morgan Creek, Booker Creek, Sturbridge, Falconbridge, Lake Open Farms, Highland Hills, Stone Ridge, The Oaks, Southern Village, Colony Woods, even Greenwood, developed by our hero Paul Green. Remember Glenn Lennon? A development, and now a redevelopment. Roger Perry fought for 10 years to build Meadowmount, where now many happy people think it is a lovely place to live and shop. In fact, if you are listening to this program, you probably, along with 40,000 other souls, live in a development. Even our treasured Carborough Mill Houses were a development. So why are the developers the enemy? Partly because we think we own all that empty space we enjoy, forever. Partly because our visual landscape is part of our precious memories. But as each development is built, families move in and never know that it was a woods or an open field or landscape that someone else enjoyed. They think of it as their neighborhood. The fact is, unless you are very wealthy or inherited land, single-built houses are just not feasible. It takes capital to buy the land and lots of reserves in the bank to sit out the interminable years it takes to go through our obstructionist permitting system. And why is that system so difficult? Because nobody wants a development next to them until their kids in the new neighborhood go to school together, play together, become friends, just like you and your kids did when you moved into your development. So as you stand on your porch of the beautiful house you love, looking over your pleasant yard, watching your children play with those from the street over, thank a developer. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
When Marquise Williams completed a 79-yard pass to tight end Eric Ebron against Duke this past season, the two did something never done before in Keenan Stadium. Even though the play didn't go for a touchdown, the Heels did score on a one-yard Williams plunge later in the drive. It was Carolina's longest ever passing play in Keenan. Today's Tar Heel trivia question wonders, what was the longest Tar Heel passing play in Keenan Stadium history before Williams and Ebron hooked up to set the mark? The answer after this short commercial break. Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
So what was the longest Tar Heel passing play in the history of Keenan Stadium before Marquise Williams and Eric Ebron combined for a 79-yard strike against this past season? There were actually two previous 78-yard completions which had set the standard before Williams and Ebron. Ronald Curry found Corey Bailey for 78 yards versus Georgia Tech in 2000. While Bryn Renner and Gio Bernard hooked up for a 78-yard score against the Yellow Jackets in 2012.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
All right, Jones, thank you very much. 646 at WCHL. Coming up next, Rand Norton will take a look at your morning traffic.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
You gotta get an Accord at Crown Honda South Point. Consumer Magazine has named the Accord the most impressive midsize of its class, and right now you can drive one for just $199 a month. Experience a new level of luxury today. Why settle for less? You gotta get an Accord at Crown Honda South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and online at southpointhonda.com. Based on the 2014 Honda Accord Sedan LX Automatic, $199 per month, 36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $24.99 down payment due at signing. Excludes tax, title, and dealer fees. For well-qualified lessees, see dealer for details.
Roll, roll, roll your cart gently to the street. Blue cart for recycling, that is really neat.
This is Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt.
And this is Mayor Lydia Lavelle.
And this is Mayor Tom Stevens. And we're reminding you to start using your blue recycling cart the week of June 30th. Keep using your bins until then, and you can recycle them in your cart.
Call Orange County Solid Waste 919-968-2788 or email recycling at orangecountync.gov.
It is time now for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL, and our traffic report is brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. We see the usual morning traffic this morning, not too heavy in the 6 o'clock hour, of course. 15501 northbound and southbound, you might see some slowdowns, just a little bit, though, between I-40 and Garrett Road. That seems to be a heavily traveled area at this time of day. Otherwise, things moving smoothly, and if you see anything that needs to be reported throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. All you have to do is give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
That's a really nice tie you're wearing.
Thank you very much.
Flashy yet classy.
I do love this one.
Subtle.
Yeah.
I think you should take a picture of that and just tweet it out to everybody or something.
I might do that.
Yeah, because, people don't get a chance to experience the pleasures that I do every day, just seeing what you wear.
You know, I ran into Fred Black yesterday.
Really?
And Jeff Hall of the Chapel of Carver City School System.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, man, there's that, what was I wearing, blue yesterday? There's that blue shirt that Ron was talking about this morning. I said, he doesn't lie.
So people actually listen to that.
They do.
And remember.
Very much so. Every time I see somebody, they say, hey, nice shirt, nice tie. Ron was telling me about that this morning.
That is great.
Yeah.
Well.
Pretty good.
I'm glad the word's getting around.
That's right.
So
yeah.
You are incredibly well-dressed.
Well, I thank you for that.
Thanks a bunch.
Certainly.
And I will talk to you in just a little while.
All right. That sounds good.
The Traffic on WCHL brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee. Unlike what's happening at our place this morning where the coffee machine is broken, they serve it fast and it's guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. All right, now what we're going to do is turn to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. It's brought to you by the Carolina Inn. It is 68 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, partly sunny, 20% chance of rain, and probably showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today about 90 degrees. Tonight we're looking at mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain and the low about 70. On Saturday, a cloudy day for the most part, showers and thunderstorms, particularly in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow in the upper 80s, which sounds downright refreshing. 70% chance of rain all day, then a 70% chance of rain tomorrow night as well with a low in the upper 60s. And then on Sunday, a little better, partly sunny with a 20% chance of rain in the afternoon and the high of about 85. And before I get to the birthdays, hang on a second. Before I get to the birthdays, let me tell you about the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. All right, now we will move on to the celebrity birthdays of the day. Got a whole bunch of them to tell you about. Actor Martin Landau is 86 years old today. Actress Olympia Dukakis is 83. Actor Danny Aiello is 81 years old today. Actor John Mahoney is 74. You know who that guy is? He was Frasier's dad on Frasier. John Mahoney. Like that guy. Let's see here. Singer-songwriter Lionel Richie is 65 years old today. Singer Anne Murray from Canada, 69. Television personality Bob Vila is 68. Musician Andre Watts, 68 years old today. Actress Candy Clark is 67. Actor John Goodman is 62. Now, I would have thought that John Goodman was a little older than that, but he's 62 years old today. Let's see here. Rock musician Michael Anthony is 60. Nicole Kidman is 47 years old today. Movie director Robert Rodriguez is 46. Actor Josh Lucas is 43. Country folk singer-songwriter Amos Lee, 37. Very talented guy. Saw him in concert at Deepak. Let's see here. Grace Potter. Love Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. Grace is 31 years old today. And we got a local celebrity celebrating a birthday today, and that would be our birthday winner, and that would be Sarah Fallon. You know Sarah Fallon works at Orange County Animal Services, and Sarah Fallon's a great, great person, and she's going to get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont, where they love taking care of their customers. Happy birthday, Sarah Fallon, from all of us at WCHL. Okay, it's time now for trivia, man. Let me see if I'm up for this today.
Boy, I hope so, because I like this one.
I have to be in a certain kind of mood to get ready for Freddy, because it's like boundless energy bouncing off all the walls in the studio when you walk in here.
Yep.
Tigger, how you doing?
I'm good. It's all good. And today is a special treat for me, because it's the birthday of one of my rock and roll favorites.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we just did, back on Wednesday, Paul McCartney's 72nd birthday.
Yeah, 72.
And so another man turned 72 today.
Okay.
Brian Wilson.
Oh, Beach Boys.
Of the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
I've always loved the Beach Boys and Brian Wilson. On this day back in 1942, Brian Wilson was born, and he, of course, the genius behind the Beach Boys.
Musical genius. Maybe most of his brain cells are burned today.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah. Tragic story in many respects.
But, exactly.
I mean,
wouldn't it be nice?
That whole album. That was just, well, that Pet Sounds was the inspiration, according to Paul McCartney and George Martin, for Sergeant Pepper's.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, so here we go, folks. With a car that's never been beat and never missing with the girls they meet, what was the very first single for the Beach Boys that went to number one on the Billboard charts? And it was 1964.
Okay, I think I know that.
Once again, today is Brian Wilson's birthday. Happy birthday, Brian. With a car that's never been beat and never missing with the girls they meet, what was the very first single for the Beach Boys that went to number one on the Billboard charts? Give us a call, 1964, about this time.
Yep. 919-929-WCHL. All right. Hey, thank you very much.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Ella Spencer is today's WCHL hometown hero. She's Deputy Clerk of Court for Orange County. Here's Assistant District Attorney Jeff Neiman.
Everybody in the courthouse would say that the great thing about Ella is if you need help with something, she's going to help you with it. And she's not going to throw up her hands and say, that's not my job or anything like that. That's not the way she operates. She's the one who steps up and does it. The reason that I believe she's deserving of the hometown hero is that she does it in such a quiet, unassuming way. You know, the rest of the people in the courthouse, lawyers and judges and law enforcement officers, typically when they do things well, it almost by definition gets attention. The thing about her job is when she is doing her job well, which is all the time, it goes almost completely unnoticed. She day to day is helping move the justice system forward in a way that is just seamless and helpful at every turn, and she's just one of those people that an unsung hero of the courthouse.
And what kind of a person is Ella Spencer?
Very pleasant, very friendly and nice, but mainly what she does is she just does her job and doesn't really expect or ask for any kind of attention or fanfare for it. She just does her job really well every day.
Well, it sounds like Ella Spencer makes everybody else's life a lot better and a lot easier without calling attention to herself, and in some ways that's the definition of a WCHL hometown hero.
Absolutely, that's the case. And there are certain things like, you know, we will forget to get a certain type of paperwork done or not get something done exactly the way it's supposed to be done. And don't get me wrong, her job as clerk is to make sure it's done correctly. But when we need help with that kind of thing, she helps get it done in a way that minimizes the burden on the rest of us. She helps make sure that it gets done correctly, but in a way that helps move it forward as opposed to slowing things down.
And Ella Spencer is the absolute best at what she does.
Her hard work and helpfulness to attention ratio is higher than anybody else I know. Because the role is kind of a quiet role, it's the kind of thing that doesn't get attention very much, and she deserves it because she's doing so much quietly to help make the process work. I mean, I've worked in the courts for 8 years now, and there are a lot of people who do great things. She really just struck me as someone who just that pure, unassuming, does her job, helps the rest of us do our job better, and doesn't really ask for any kind of attention for it. And I'd like for her to get this kind of recognition. I think she deserves it.
Our thanks to the Assistant DA, Jeff Neiman, for the recommendation. And congratulations, Ella Spencer, Deputy Clerk of Court for Orange County. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand, we promise.
Boy, have I been getting the phone calls this morning, I'm telling you.
We always take my car, cause it's never been beat. And we never miss, yet with the girls we meet.
I get around.
There you go. We always take my car, cause it's never been beat. And we never miss, yet with the girls we meet. Round, round, get around.
I get around, yeah.
Yes.
Get around, round, round. I get around. Good song.
It hit number one on July 4th. Yeah. 1964, stayed
really?
There for 2 weeks, and it was
good
Brian
time.
Wilson and the Beach Boys' first number one song. Although Brian wrote a song that he gave to Jan and Dean, and it went to number one.
Let me guess, Surf City?
Surf City,
yeah.
And it upset his father for giving Murray Wilson, upset Murray Wilson for giving a song.
He was an ass.
Well, Murray had his own issues.
Yeah. He was one of those controlling fathers who drove his kids crazy and insisted on controlling everything.
Well, and it did for about another year or so until finally the sons and cousins
finally
fired him.
Yeah, exactly.
And launched their own destiny.
So many stories like that with these people who...
Well, the Jackson 5.
Yeah, well, the Cowsills were like that, too. Yeah, so many families where there was a controlling father who...
who just dominated everything and just,
well, living, you know, vicariously through their
exactly.
children's success.
Exactly.
And their kids had so much more talent than they did, and that's the way it worked with the Beach Boys. But the correct answer is I Get Around, and our winner today is Michael Hughes. Michael gets a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's over half off photo booth rental and props for events and parties. You choose from two options. Rental for 2 hours is just $249, normally a $549 value. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event, from weddings to reunions to corporate events. Tar Heel Photo Booth uses only the latest professional equipment, and the photo booths are portable enough to go just about anywhere. Capture some epic moments at your next gathering. It's over half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Slight chance of rain today. High today about 90. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. President Obama sees the fighting in Iraq as a threat to the United States, so he's sending as many as 300 Green Berets to help the Iraqi government stop rampaging Sunni militants. They'll gather intelligence but won't have an active combat role. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, what else could the president do?
Well, look, Frank, as U.S. involvement in Iraq enters this new chapter, the prospect of airstrikes is a very real, although not immediate, option. The president will rely on airborne surveillance and those military advisors heading to Iraq to provide what he describes as situational awareness, the kind of intelligence the military needs to choose targets in Iraq and possibly Syria for U.S. fighter jets or drones. Officials say Iraq's request for U.S. airstrikes already clears the way, Frank, for that action under international law.
On the street.